This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, the start to another week. It is so good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
So good to see you, Buzz.
Yes, hello, Tommy Little.
Oh, not so good to see me, just hello.
Well, I was more so trying to, I'll be honest, suck up to Carrie because last time we were on air together on Friday wasn't the best.
Oh, mate. I've already been told this morning, someone that listened
here
to that show said they need to tell Carrie to just chill out a little bit.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. But if you two played by the rules, I wouldn't need to get so shrill.
Is that same attitude?
Shrill, yeah, is the way you described it.
If you missed what happened on Friday, we played same but backwards. Carrie cheated. I've got audio evidence of it here.
Well, firstly, Carrie won. However, then we found out she was cheating. And as a result of that, I handed the win over to Tommy Little because we don't do cheaters on the Carrie and Tommy show.
No, I've done nothing wrong here.
Safe to say you weren't too happy about that, Carrie.
No.
Well, no, because you cheated. Yes, and I like a fair game.
Right, so after after the show, we do the promo, which is a little recap of the show that we had, and I was voicing it in the studio here after you guys had gone home, and I've got an Apple Watch, which is usually amazing, but as I was voicing the promo...
Are you getting kickbacks from Apple for that? Or
Apple Watch Series 5, if you want to... so I was voicing the promo, have an Apple Watch, and as I was voicing it, all I hear is, would you like me to send that message? Now, knowing how angry you were, Carrie, this is the message that popped up on my Apple Watch, which was going to send to you. You are the most competitive person in the world.
Wow.
That was going to send that to me.
Yes, and luckily I stopped it because...
Well, that would have started another fight.
I know it would have. That's why I didn't...
Even now it's making me angry and you didn't send it to me.
I'm a little on edge today. But hey, we do have a fantastic show coming up. Stephen Curry on the way next.
Are you? I feel like you've poked the bear, though.
Yeah. Weirdly, I feel now annoyed.
Yeah, I know.
You shouldn't, because Stephen Curry is going to make us all feel very happy.
No, it hasn't helped.
No, Stephen Curry is waiting in the toilet at the moment, ready to come out and chat with us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Stephen Curry is with us.
That's what happens at a radio studio.
Yeah, sorry, we should have given you a heads up it all happens in your headphones.
Oh, my God. I think it's because you're in our granny flat. You're thrown. You just think we're here having a catch up at home.
Just chatting away.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you come through the house or around the side?
Oh, we came around the side, and I was told that we're going to be in the granny flat.
Yeah.
And I saw your cubby house, and I thought, oh, my God, this is that. That's not even double sided glass.
No.
There's no glass.
It's not soundproof.
I thought this is going to be great. This is really good. We've gone into the nitty gritty early.
Yes.
You know?
Although after seeing the size of that cubby house, were you surprised that we would have all fit in there?
I thought, how's this going to work? I was into it. I thought, well, this is what we do.
It's Carrie, an impressive secret room.
Carrie said, you know, you come over to my place and let's just do some radio.
I mean, to be fair, we haven't had that many guests come to the granny flat, so it's an honour to have you here.
Thank you very much, Carrie. I feel very blessed.
I feel like we should do something like when they come, like they have to leave a mark somewhere. Like,
leave my mark. Do not worry about that. I will cock a leg against the old.
Okay, so talk to us about Mr. Black.
Yes, let's do
your
that.
New show coming to Channel 10.
Yes, Adam Zwar, who of course is the mastermind behind Wilfred and The Lowdown, has written this amazing piece, which is basically about a prick of a man who just has nothing better in his life to do than just destroy the relationship between his daughter and her boyfriend.
He's written this amazing piece.
It's really great.
That is an artist talking, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
He's
penned this thing, right? No, he didn't even use a pen. He used a laptop.
Yeah, he'd done a thing.
He'd done a thing.
So is this based on his life? Has he got an issue with his father-in-law?
Loosely based, he said, on what a lot of his father's old friends, his father's an old journo. And he used to have all these old curmudgeons come over and bemoan the lack of respect amongst Generation X people.
Yeah, right.
And so Adam's basically just turned it from a Generation Xer having a go at a millennial. So, yeah, it's kind of – and the thing is, Finn, who's played by Nick Russell, who's an incredible actor, by the way, is such a nice bloke. He's the nicest bloke you'll ever come across.
So your character was just going to have an issue with whoever he was.
Regardless. Yeah. No one's ever going to be good enough for his daughter. And least of all someone like him.
You're a sportscaster, and I feel like you'd be an amazing sportscaster.
Do you reckon?
We've watched the footy together.
We have.
And
I tend to.
I think you have a nick. Well, as long as you don't get too drunk, I think you'd be an amazing.
Yeah, I'm good
player.
Up until about halftime. No, are you, what nicknames?
Nicknames. Yeah, your nicknames are great.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind a little nickname.
Steel side bottom turns into tinny front bum.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you like that?
I mean, to be fair, Steel side bottom's name is just funny without you turning it into anything.
Oh yeah, yeah. It is. It is, isn't it? It didn't really need a lot of work.
No,
that
but tinny front. Bottom? Is that what we're going
front
for?
Bump.
Yeah, front
yeah,
bum,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Will Hoskin Elliott. This is the laziest one of the lot. Do you remember my nickname for Will Hoskin Elliott?
I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, he becomes Hyphen.
Hyphen. It's the laziest nickname in the history.
I don't understand.
Well, he's got a hyphen between Hoskin and Elliott. Yeah. And it's the,
so
literally,
his nickname is Hyphen.
Literally the laziest nickname I've ever come up with in my life.
Yeah. You find these funny when you're drunk, is that right?
I find them funny all the
time. But I think I would make a very bad sportscaster. I'm not going to take that. I'm going to actually say that I reckon I'd be average.
Curry would have had some nicknames in his
time. Yeah, but Aussies aren't. They're not very imaginative, most Aussies.
Cuz.
Yeah. Oh, I got Curry in a hurry 2 minutes and he's done.
That's not
which
bad.
Is like it's going, it, but it went a long time, and you had to wait until the nickname was over before you could interject.
We were trying to think what to do with you here in the house, and one of the suggestions was that we make Curry eat a hurry,
eat a hurry,
and we call it Curry in a hurry.
Curry in a hurry.
So we're just as imaginative here.
Yeah. I learnt very quickly at school that my name is the same as a type of food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if you've drawn that. You've drawn
I've
that comparison.
Yeah.
And it was really fun.
Did it?
Really? It was really fun. Was like, Carl, you're a food.
Yeah.
No, I had that once.
Yeah.
Shut up, your food. Food doesn't talk.
I mean,
that
I
kind of stuff.
I have Little, so.
You know, what did you get?
Did you
get Whittle?
Well, that's Stuart Little. Came out at the same time.
Of course.
I mean, I can think of a lot of things for you.
Okay. Any of them appropriate for a radio show?
No.
So what did you get? Like Tiny and Squirt?
Quite a bit more aggressive than that.
Okay. What was the most aggressive one? Come on. This could be
What would you associate with something very male? And size.
Oh, well, of course it comes back to a penis. Of course. I mean, absolutely, of course. I know where you're going there. I don't know what you're allowed to say on the radio anymore. It's hard to know.
I don't know.
Are you smart?
Am I smart? Maybe. I don't know, a little bit.
By granny flat standards.
My wife actually tells me, she goes, because I was the Marcel in Year 7 spelling champion in 1988.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
But. She reckons street smart wise, I've got none of it. So
right.
She said she could get further down a dark alley with her smarts.
Right.
But I can spell.
So if someone pulls a knife on you, you're just like, I can spell restaurant.
Pretty much. And it's happened a few times and I've got away with it.
Because we do this thing called the paper quiz here.
Okay. Yep.
And I feel like you'd be a good person to do it with next. You're happy to stick around and do it with us?
I'm happy to stick around. Let's go.
Great. Yeah, Mr. Black, it is launching tomorrow, 8:40 p.m. on Channel 10. Stephen Curry, sticking around. We're doing the paper quiz next.
Curry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Curry and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Yep. It's as basic as it sounds.
It's a big call calling it the best thing ever in radio, but also it's really lazy because you just went, I don't want to have to write anything. I'm just going to open up the newspaper.
Okay. I don't need to hear this from our bosses and you.
Okay.
Also, we should point out.
Yes.
Well, I've done the quiz today already.
Yeah. Does that mean you're not going to partake?
I won't participate.
Oh, this is the role of me. Quiz from the newspaper.
Yeah, that's did you not listen to it?
No, not just random bits from the newspaper.
Carry on. So
throwing shade at you, and he didn't even listen.
I know. Couldn't actually spell it out anymore.
The other thing is, we work as a team, not against each other. So we're collectively trying to get the answers.
Carrie thinks she's got the right answer. She'll remember.
Got the advertiser today as well.
The advertiser. Great.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
All right. How did you go, by the way, Tommy, in today's quiz?
Did the worst I've ever done.
Ooh.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. That's one point.
All right.
Here we go. You're winning.
Question number one. In February 2018, which former politician became the chairman of the Australian Rugby League Commission?
I know this.
So do I.
Rugby League Commission. Oh, well, if you know Buzz, you're part of the team.
I think it's Peter Beattie.
It's Peter Beattie?
Yes, it is
Peter
Beattie.
It is Peter Beattie.
Yeah.
I think it's Peter Beattie.
We knew that. Yeah.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Question number two. Who's the mother of Paris Jackson?
Ooh, I know this.
Oh, it's what's her name, isn't it? That lives in Australia.
Lisa
the blonde
Marie
lady.
Presley,
the blonde lady.
The blonde lady.
Yeah.
The Aussie one.
What's her name?
What's her face?
No, hold on.
Oh, this is going well.
It's a name.
Dummy in.
What? No. Dummy?
Dummy in. No. Is that what did you whisper to
me? No. Oh, Deborah. Deborah. Deborah something?
I think her name's Deborah.
Debbie Rowe. I think it's Debbie Rowe.
Debbie Rowe.
Debbie Rowe.
That's what you were whispering.
Question number three. Okay. Who plays the role? Eve Pollastri in the 2010s TV series Killing Eve.
I know this one.
I haven't seen it.
Sandra Oh.
Wow.
I reckon that's right by the clap that
Great.
Tommy just...
Thank you.
Boom.
Question four. In relation to the controversial religion COG, what does COG stand for?
I know this one.
Christian Church.
Children
Church.
Of God.
Oh, yeah, Children of God. Children of God.
Oh, my God.
I started it.
Oh, my God.
So that's not really... ask me something I haven't started.
Is it lucrative?
What is this book? I've just been figuring it out. It's got a book that says great sex techniques.
Don't worry.
What have you done, Carrie? I'm not lying, am I?
No, I forgot to put it back inside the house. My daughter was walking around the house.
What's in this box?
No. Don't open the box.
All right, there we go. Question five. Okay, question five.
Okay, right.
Here we go.
She told me last week that that book was the Kama Sutra.
Well, it is the Kama Sutra.
And then she goes, I said, there's drawings in that. And she goes, no, there's photos in this one. And I've realised why, because it's a completely different book.
What's the Kama Sutra?
The Kama Sutra is an ancient text where they have all the things drawn. You've just got flat out adult. It's porn.
It's porn.
Question number five. The Bioterrorism Security Assessment Alliance features in which computer game series?
I know this one.
Fortnite?
I've never played it.
Bioterrorism. I don't feel like they do bioterrorism stuff. You know the answer? Why are you looking so like...
Did you get this one, Tommy, when you weren't?
Computer game series?
No, I didn't. Okay. I didn't get any of those. I got Children of God.
What's another... do you play them?
Call of Duty? That wouldn't be it.
Call of Duty? No.
I'm out. I don't play computer games.
Why wouldn't it be Call of Duty, Buzz?
I just don't feel like that's terrorism. Okay, it's more like...
Fortnite then.
Fortnite, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we got that right.
All right, question number one. The Australian Rugby League Commission is Peter Beattie.
Yes, amazing.
Like I didn't say. All right.
Paris Jackson's mother... Oh, it's Debbie Rowe.
Not Dammy M.
Okay,
right. Okay.
Question three. Yep. Eve Pollastri is played by Sandra.
That's three from three so far.
Three from three. Can we go four from four? COG stands for Children of God.
If you're going to start a religion, call it that.
We've never got it five out of five, so this could be it.
Come on.
You're not going to get it right.
I said Call of Duty, didn't I, for question five?
Oh. No, I think it's Resident Evil.
Why would you
Sonda's part of the game usually, isn't she?
Resident Evil.
Sonda is usually
We locked in
game.
Resident Evil.
Yes.
Last minute from Sonda. That is correct. Five from four!
Did you look that up, Sonda, or did you actually know that?
Did you?
Sonda's not going to know video games, bacon. Is she?
Wow. How did you know that?
We're still on air, guys.
It's actually called Biohazard when I know it, but that's a Japanese name.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Does that mean we actually got five? Yeah, we're on air.
Yeah. We got five. Five from five. Thank you, Stephen Curry, for popping in. Mr. Black will launch tomorrow. Fantastic. It is kicking off on 10 at 8:40 p.m. Thank you for helping us get 5 out of 5 for the first time ever.
Oh,
I am stoked. I'm really happy. Thanks, guys.
Cuz, it's great to see you, as always. You get to pick one of the items in front of you to take with you. What would you like?
I will take the GST, the Great Sex Technique. Thank you very much, Carrie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Being a parent can be hard.
Yes.
Right? Sometimes you don't have enough hands.
Yep.
Sometimes you're faced with dilemmas and there's no one else around to help you solve them. Mm. So you have to make decisions with only your noggin, your little noggin up there. It's got to decide on what the fate of your child, all in your lonesome, often in a toilet cubicle.
I think you should just say the question.
Okay. Can you...
Just say it as you said it to me earlier.
Can you go to the toilet... with your baby strapped in a beyond to your chest?
Specifically poops. We're talking about poops.
I mean, you said it, not me.
No, you said it earlier quite aggressively. It was the first thing. You walked into the granny flat and you went, hey, can you do it with your baby strapped to your front? And I said, well, that's a strong opener if I've ever heard it. Hello, Bickmore. Welcome to Monday.
Can you?
I
mean, I did, but... I mean, I'm interested to know whether I was in the wrong.
What are your considerations?
Okay, so I was out and about. I was out and about, right? Yep. And I was carrying Addie in the Beyond.
Yep.
And then I really needed to use a bathroom. And I was nowhere near anywhere that I knew. So I went into a public toilet, which wasn't the nicest public toilet. It was a bit grotty. And so I was like, how do I do this?
Yep.
I can either put the baby on the floor.
Yep.
Which is not a good option because the toilet was gross.
So you thought, I'll hang it in my bog air. That'll be better.
I can hold the baby. Or there was one other option. There was a lady waiting to use the women's toilet next door because I went into
Were you in?
No, I went into the like family room or whatever, you know, where there's a little toilet for the kid and then there's a big toilet. I could have given the baby to her to hold.
Wow. Do you hand it to a stranger?
Yeah.
What's the concern about having it around your chest?
I don't know. I just felt a bit gross.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want it.
Would you want to sit on someone's lap as they went to the toilet?
No.
Because that's effectively what she was doing.
No, but yeah, that's true. Buzz did have an idea. Buzz, what was your
idea? You know the hooks on the back of the door that you can hang your jacket? Just pop her up there for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you could have put the Bjorn up there.
Just that image. Hey, honey. Yeah, just hanging there.
Even forgetting.
I just want to do that for fun.
Do it. Try it.
Even going, where's my bub? Oh, she's on the back of the bog door. Oh, gosh. How long's your baby been?
Anyway.
Imagine going into a toilet and seeing, going to the door and then just being a baby looking at you with judging eyes. Poor baby's gone, God, my mum hanging up here an hour ago. I've just said here with four strangers borrowing.
Because once when Ollie was little, right, my dad used to look after him one morning a week for 2 hours, and he'd never, you know, been very hands-on as a father when I was little, right?
Yes.
So it was a big thing for him as a grandparent to look after Ollie, and I didn't talk him through what happens when he has a dirty nappy because I think I just thought he would know. And one day I went to pick Ollie up and they were at a cafe and I couldn't find my dad anywhere, and I went into the toilet and Ollie was lying on the tiles on the floor of the men's toilet right next to the urinal, and my dad had those big, you know, the big napkins that you pull out, like the big, and he was wiping his bottom. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, what do you mean? I didn't know what to do. He had a poo. And I was like, you get the nappy bag that's got the wipes and the nappy and the, and he was like, well, I didn't know what that little container was. I'm like, it's the wipes container. But of course, how would he know that's the wipes container, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, after that, I remember thinking, I'm never putting him on the floor of a public toilet again. So that's why I ended up strapping him to the Beyond and just letting her sit there.
If people have just tuned in, that was a story about the past, but Carrie's now talking about her youngest child, Addie. She's not going and having a bog with Ollie.
I mean, I still shower with him, but I'm not going to the toilet with him.
Okay.
Anyway, what I want to know on 13 10 60.
Why'd you have to go to your notes to check what the question was?
Because I couldn't remember whether we were doing 13, 10, 60, have you gone to the toilet with your baby on your front?
Yeah.
Or what have you done with your baby strapped to your front? I think that's more interesting.
Which do you want to do?
Well, I don't want a whole 4 minutes of bog chat.
That's just what we've done. You're going to need a time machine to do that. So what do you want to do? What have you done?
What have you done with your baby strapped to your front?
Great. It's almost like exactly what we rehearsed. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. So I had to go to the toilet this morning while I was out and about with Addie.
You took a dump with your baby on your chest.
Yeah. And I said that I felt like we'd had enough chat about going to the toilet with your baby. So I broadened it out to what have you done with your baby on your front?
Yes.
But most of the calls we have had come through are people going to the toilet with their baby on their front.
Yes.
Nikki.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What have you done with your bub?
So I've got an 8-week-old, and I'd like to say that I multitask quite well because there are numerous times where I've actually been breastfeeding whilst going to the toilet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess if you got to go and eat.
Do you know what, Nikki? Since we're all friends here, I'll confess I did the same thing too.
It doesn't put the smell, I think, would put me off my food. It doesn't put the baby off their food.
I think they're so ravenous that they will just take it however it comes in whatever environment. I've actually answered the door.
You know, sometimes they say nature's a beautiful thing?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not as well.
I've answered the door to the Australia Postman with my nightgown on the baby on the boob.
I thought you were saying somehow you did that while you were on the
toilet. I really
wanted
my shoes, and it was the only way to get them. I had to keep feeding and get my new online order at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. What happens? Do they go if you don't get the door? Or like, do they?
Yeah, they leave a card, and then you got to go. Yeah. I don't have time for that.
No. Answer. Boob out. Matt from Canberra. What did you do with a baby strapped to your front?
I actually had one in a pram as well. unfortunately,
you had one on your front and one in a pram.
I did. It was my day to take the kids out and let the missus have her day at home. And we got to Canberra Centre and things just didn't seem right to me. And I had to do the bolt quickly. And, yeah, next thing you know, it was more running out of me than...
Oh, okay. This is why I didn't want 4 minutes of poo chat.
You started it, mate. And it's all family stuff. You did a number two with two in tow. Good on you, mate. It's good.
What about Bruno? Good name, Bruno. How are you?
Great, thank you.
What did you do with a baby strapped to your front, Bruno?
It'll be hard to believe, but I actually won a table tennis competition.
Oh, you're great. How did that...
We're a bunch of students at a university, and early on they take you pretty lightly because they felt sorry for you, but then you just pounce, and by the end they were just full on. But, look, honestly, she stayed asleep. I carried her right through the tournament and took it out.
Bruno, I would have thought one of the like a smash shot in table tennis...
Yeah, would require
tennis,
a bit of a jump?
Well, no, when you're getting like a shot at you, you try and hit the ball quite hard. Is there not a
still
danger it's going to
hit
the bub?
Look, it was a cold climate. I had her on my stomach, but also had a jacket wrapped around her, so she was protected, but I don't know, didn't move a muscle, enjoyed the entire experience.
That is bloody great, Bruno.
We don't have time to get to Darlene, but I love Darlene called in and said at an AC/DC concert with her son, they exchanged a man's wallet to hold the baby while he went to the toilet. So because the thing is, if you give the baby, then you're like, what if they run off with the baby? So I'll take your wallet, you take my baby.
Jeez, what a deal for the man. Not only have you given me a child, you've stolen my wallet. Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little. And I think it's been a while since we've spoken about it. So I know we penciled in a Spice Girls update for this time. Producer Sonda.
I thought you meant we've penciled in a Spice Girls trip because it's actually in my diary. I'm just assuming we're going.
Have you penned it or penciled it in your diary?
I've penciled it in my diary.
Well, you should tattoo it because we need a positive...
Yes.
Positive attitude, a positive can-do
attitude.
I'm
going to get a Spice Girls tattoo.
Are you?
Can I just say that on air?
Oh, wow. Happening. That's going to happen.
Producer Sonda, here, for the people who, if you've just joined the show, welcome. It's nice to have you. If you haven't heard any of the journey so far, this is where we're at.
All right. So it all started in November last year when the Spice Girls announced their... world tour, and Carrie wanted to go.
Gotta go. Can we go?
Kind of like...
They're gonna come to Australia. I'm gonna have to go to them. Anyway, how do we get there? Producer Sonda, how do we get there?
Let's ambush our boss.
So that's exactly what we did. And after a few back and forwards with our boss...
The chances of me approving a trip to London are relatively slim.
What if we've already signed up for Carrie to appear as posh on stage with them?
I'm very happy to consider it.
We had the all clear to get tickets to the show. How exciting. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, yeah. We may have given web guy Christian the task of getting them.
Did...
Drumroll.
...you get some tickets?
I got us... 5 tickets!
Yeah!
Each ticket cost us $660.
Oh.
Oh my God! Total cost of $3,000.
Oh my God!
But then, things took a turn for the worse.
We've had 3 months off. I decided in our group maternity break, which we've had, that I would clean my Gmail account, all my emails, and I... deleted the tickets and we've now got 0 tickets to see the Spice Girls.
And so now we're here, still with no idea what's actually happening. So let's find out.
I have actually no idea what's actually happening in this break.
No, it's okay though.
What?
Because producer Sonda, I'm assuming you have an update for us.
I said to you, don't you dare throw to me to ask for an update because I have nothing to tell you.
Well, it's lucky because I've come up with a plan.
Okay.
You know how we learn our codes when you do radio? You learn compliance and stuff like that.
Things so
you do
can't
training.
Say.
It's like in any work, you know, new place that you work, they teach you.
Topics to avoid.
Yeah. Yep. One of the main things that they teach us are things that you say on air have to happen.
So and there's ramifications for things. If you say you can be defamed.
So let's... let's use a if we build it, they'll come attitude. Let's let's lock in each day a Spice Girls update. And I reckon if we talk about it enough, it just has to happen.
Because I know our boss said that, I think her words were, the chances are relatively slim. Mm. But we are glass half full people.
And I love a roughie.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Okay.
Long odds. Why'd your voice break when you just...
Well, no, I just wonder. So then what do we do tomorrow?
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
You know the other motto for the show? Yep. Not too much pre-planning. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hey, because you know when you you read a news article and you go, this is really funny, and then you go, oh, hang on, I know this person who this is about.
Oh, yes.
Happened to me over the weekend. She joins us on the phone now. You may remember her from the first season of Whose Line Is It Anyway, Australia, which is still pending its second season. Very funny comedian, Bridie Connell. Hey, Bridie.
Hello, Tommy Little. That was a very hopeful intro.
How long have you been waiting?
I'd say a year and a half, Bride?
Oh, look. The audience is there with bated breath.
Yes. Bridie, I'll just... Carrie hasn't read the article.
No.
So can you just tell us what happened?
Okay. So my dad and I are pretty daggy and very competitive. And for quite a long time, about 15 years, we've had a bit of a tradition, which is on the first day of every month, we try to be the first person to say pinch and punch first day of the month to each other, which seems... pretty basic and pretty bland.
It's really cute. Anything between dad and daughter is cute like that.
Oh, yeah. Dad's like my best friend. I love him so much. It's pretty cute, except that we're very competitive. So we occasionally will do something to kind of raise the stakes a little bit. So we've done some pretty, some would say, extraordinary. Others, like my mum would say, immature things to each other over the years. And
What's been some of the highlights over the years?
Oh, like... we've organised musicians to serenade each other with the words pinch and a punch. It kind of like ruins every New Year's Eve because that's the 1st of January, so we're always on high alert. I got pulled out of class when I was 14 years old and sent to the principal's office to find my dad there waiting to jump out and say pinch and a punch. Like,
that is
sorts of things.
So... your dad sounds so fun.
He's hilarious. But I'm flying home on Wednesday... and he managed to, like, get the staff of an Air New Zealand flight to do it to me on the plane.
So what did they do? They just came up to you and said, hi, are you Bridie?
Well, it was just before takeoff, Wednesday, it's the 1st of May. And because I'm a very considerate daughter, I thought it's too early to call my father and say over the phone, pinch to punch, I'll have to wait till I get to New Zealand and see him. And just before takeoff, one of the flight attendants came over to me and said, oh, are you Bridie? And I said, oh, yes. And I thought, I must be in the wrong seat or something. And he goes, hello, I've got a special delivery for you. And he handed me a letter, and I opened the letter, and it was a message from my dad saying, pinch and a punch, first day of the month. Have
so
a great
fabulous.
Flight.
I always get jealous of people that have long games like that going on.
Yes.
Like, it's too late for me to start it now kind of thing, but I always think, like, it's a real commitment.
You could start it with your kids.
I could start it with
you
my kid.
You certainly could. And I don't even remember when it started. I know that it started sometime around the end of primary or beginning of high school, but it's going to go on for the rest of my life, for sure.
It's like that movie Tag, you know, where they go around the world and they've got to go tag and they just jump on flights just to tag and then they run away again.
Do you ever involve the pinch and punch, Brides, or is it just the words?
It is just the words. That would be a little violent. I don't want to actually cause that. But yeah, now I'm stuck for ideas as to how I'm ever going to top that.
What could you do next?
Skywriting.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's good
for sure. I feel like though it's too long a sentence that. Like by the time you got to the end of the month, you'd be like the person.
What about somehow a message through us or through the project? Oh no, because it's got to be the beginning of the day, doesn't it?
Well,
like Today's Show or Sunrise.
There
or something.
Have been several times in our lives where we've just forgotten. You know, if we're busy or we're on holiday or something's going on, and then we'll remember. You know, later in the day. So it is a possibility, but I just have to make sure that I distract my father long enough that he forgets that it is the first of the month.
Yeah.
Let's get involved next month. I want you.
Yes, please.
June 1. I want to be a part of your thing, Bridie. Let's come up with a plan.
I need all the help that I can get at this point.
Hey, Bridie, you know how just before Carrie said that she was jealous that she didn't have one of these games?
Yeah, I found a way.
Does it feel like she might have just hijacked
yours? I think you've just become a Connell.
Carrie Connell, sounds good.
Hey, Bridie, thank you. It's lovely to speak to you again. And
we'll chat soon about plans.
Yeah, and excellent. If not plans about that, of course, when the new season of Whose Line Is It Anyway gets announced.
Sure.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Cheers, Bridie. Have a good one.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey is joining us now. Of course, Husey and Kate coming up. Make sure you stay tuned. How are you, Hughes?
Yeah, good. Got the fabulous Anne Edmonds on the show today, guys. She's actually sitting in for Kate Lambrook. So, yeah, me and Edo are going to be rocking the airwaves.
That's great, Edo.
Husey, I have a problem for you. You know you love to solve a problem.
Yes.
I have a problem for you.
What is it?
Is it appropriate for me to tell the school to stop sending me notifications of how my son's going on camp?
Yeah, is he already on camp, is he?
So. He left about 6 hours ago and the notifications are coming thick and fast.
So is it photos? What is it? Is
I mean,
it,
it's cute. To? It's sweet. But I don't think I need – I mean, when I went on camp as a kid, my mum certainly didn't get no notification of how my day was going.
You had to tough it out.
I knew where I was going. Yeah.
Yes, I feel like – is this the age we're in where the school is feeling like they must keep parents updated at all times?
It's ridiculous. It reminds me of when I put my cat in the pets hotel once and they gave – they sent me an email of a login if I ever want to – live cam, Teddy the cat.
How many times did you do it?
We were away for 3 weeks. I did not log in once. I mean, you just trust.
You can do that for daycares. Apparently, some of my friends say that you can log in and see there's live cams.
Oh my God, you
live cams?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, did
you,
I know.
Did you do that as a practice before you did that TV show? Remember you did that TV show?
Secret Life of Foy. I was looking blank there. I was thinking, what TV show? Project, Secret Life of 4 Year Olds.
You ever practiced by live camming?
No, yeah. I didn't.
You should have.
Sonda said, our producer here, that she gets, when she goes to pick up her son from daycare, what do they tell you?
They've written all about his day in a book and they want me to interact with it and I just could not care less. Yes.
Interact with the book?
They want me to read the book. Or
they want me to care about his son.
They want me to care about my kid. But I think that's his private time at daycare. He does what he wants with them and then he comes home and has fun time with me at home.
No, that's just mummy's got a full head and doesn't need any more info in it.
No, you don't want to read his diary that someone else has written because he's unable to write it.
I hate it when they ring you when your son's in the sick bay and they ring you and go, oh, your Raph's in the sick bay. I'm like, yeah, so what? You know, you deal with
what
it.
What do you want me to do about it?
Did you tune into the cat cam?
No, not once.
He said he didn't watch it.
Not even once.
Yeah.
Why would you bother? You'd be sitting there doing nothing. I mean, he's not an interesting cat. Does anyone have an interesting cat? You'd want to watch.
Yours is pretty interesting. It goes to a cat hotel.
Yeah,
that's a pretty interesting story as far as.
And they also, they try to guilt her into putting her in the presidential suite. Like, is there a difference? But how do you even know?
Do they, when they say that though, do you then feel slightly bad that you've left them in a crappy one?
Absolutely. Yes, the first time I actually did upgrade the dog actually to the presidential suite, and Barkley does not deserve it.
How much does a presidential suite at a pet hotel cost? I didn't even know this was a thing.
I swear to God, you're paying over $100 a day for your stupid dog to sit in some presidential suite and do who knows what. You know.
Also, hasn't Barkley's a rescue dog, right?
Yes.
Geez, that's really started from the bottom now.
Absolutely.
All right, we're out of here. Tomorrow we are back with a Spice Girls update. Hughie and Katie next to the Drive You Home, though. See you then.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.